Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Sutcliffe. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeff Stone. Batting third. The center fielder, Von Hayes. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Jeltz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Denny. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, John Denny. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hayes. Dernier reaches second base with a double. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Dernier moves to third. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel strikes out. One out. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dernier hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Sutcliffe moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Sutcliffe moves to third. Sandberg moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sutcliffe scores. Sandberg moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. One out. Steve Gelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sutcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel strikes out. One out. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Say reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive towards short. Bauer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive towards short. Bauer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland strikes out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Gross pinch hits for Steve Jeltz. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. One out. Francisco Melendez pinch hits for John Denny. Francisco Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez strikes out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan De Jesu now playing shortstop. Larry Anderson now pitching. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hayes. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sutcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dernier strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone strikes out. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Rickshaw pinch runs for Mike Schmidt. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Shu moves to third. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shu scores. Oliver scores. It's Cubs, 3, Phillies, 3. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rickshaw now playing third base. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a line drive towards short. DeJesu reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Matuszek pinch hits for Larry Anderson. Len Matuszek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matuszek strikes out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 3 in the game. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Holland now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Say takes first base on ball 4. Henry Cotto pinch runs for Ron Say. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Cotto moves to second. Gary Woods pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Bill Campbell now pitching. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woods for the out. Cotto moves to third. Davis moves to second. One out. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Rick Sutcliffe. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is walked intentionally. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Dernier strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shu fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Bosley moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Keith Moreland now playing third base. Henry Cotto now playing right field. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. George Frazier now pitching. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-4 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson pinch runs for Ozzie Virgil. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell strikes out. One out. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Ivan DeJesus. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Bill Campbell. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-4 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiko Garcia now playing shortstop. Rennie Martin now pitching. John Wackenfuss now catching. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up towards the mound. Martin catches it and throws to first to double up Cotto. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 0 for 1 in the game. Shue hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Hebner pinch hits for George Frazier. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel misplays the ball. That's an error on Samuel. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Dernier bunts towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hebner moves to second. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia. Sandberg scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Davey Lopes now playing left field. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Oliver strikes out. One out. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 4 in the game. Russell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.